Community Conversations are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And joining us from the Charles City Arts Center this morning, we have Lance and Linda. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you today?
It's just a beautiful day here in Charles City, like everyone is.
It is. We have to make our own sunshine some days, but we're good. We're good.
State of mind.
We're good at doing that, right?
Arts Center, we bring sunshine to you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, looking at the list of talking points here, we have a lot of things to talk about and discuss. First and foremost, your next exhibit is going to be from the Charles City High School, if I'm not mistaken, the art show. Can you give us a little sneak peek at that?
Sure. I really like that. I hadn't really probably been to one until about 3 years ago. And I will say when I walked in, I couldn't believe it was high school art. That's what really impressed me. And one of my roommates in college went on to become an art professor and teaches at college in Pennsylvania, and I sent him pictures from that show, and he commented on the quality and level of art there. He couldn't believe it. And I said it reminded me a lot of when I was in college, and I went to the senior art shows from the graduates. It was that level. I was so, and just the variety, all the different media that they work in, whether it's clay or paint or pen and ink or charcoal, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we are very blessed in Charles City to have such talented artists and to be given that opportunity to show the public their wonderful skills and joys. The reception is so fun because we have all their parents and grandparents and cousins, and it's just so fun to go and talk to the students as they describe their art and tell us how they came to the art and what they've done. The reception is very, very fun, and the public is welcome.
It really has a nice energy. And again, what Linda said, I mean, I wish that people would feel, I don't know, more aware and more welcome, because it is a lot of family members. It's very well attended, but I think sometimes people feel like it's just for the kids' parents. No, it's for the community. You really should check it out. It's worth seeing. And if you come down and maybe you're not feeling that moment, you don't have to stay, but you're really missing out if you don't attend. And the show is up for 6 weeks.
Yes, so you can always go to the Art Center and check it out whenever they're open and just browse around. It's just gives you goosebumps because it's so amazing, the art we have here.
And it's really cool to see the look on the kids' faces.
Yes.
And the work is actually, some of it's judged and awarded, so that you get to see, oh, this was a blue ribbon piece, and you can talk to the kids themselves and ask like how they came up with that idea. And before we move on, I do want to say the current exhibit is on spoken words, and it's by Auden Wolf, and it is up until the 14th of this month. So you still have 9 days to come over and take a look at that. He's a glass blower, so the work is really unique. And a lot of it is available, like, if you need to buy a gift.
Gift ideas are awesome.
Yes.
So, once again, Aiden will be there through his exhibit, Unspoken Words, through March 14th. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the final look at the film series coming up.
Well, I went to all four of them, and it's the first time I've gone to the film series. It's only the second year, I believe, that we've offered it. But I really enjoyed it. It was really thought-provoking. The first film was a documentary, and the second one was a work of fiction. The third one pertained to, I'm trying to remember what that one was. I know I liked all of them. The last one was a piece kind of about a fictional location in South America that was recovering after a fascist takeover. And so you kind of saw through the series, you saw kind of the beginning of how fascism starts, maybe, and how it gets propagandized, and then how it sort of takes over, and then how a society recovers, or how the people feel maybe the scars from that. In fact, that was kind of the last film.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver was the main character, and she had been physically abused during this reign. She was trying to protect her husband's name, and so then she came across the person that had abused her, and worked through the film to make him confess for what he had done. And so it was very an intense movie, and to
Ben
know
Kingsley
how people
was,
recover from such
Ben
trauma.
Kingsley was a perpetrator. The acting is really great in that movie. It was called Death of the Maiden.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Any other films coming up, or is the series done for now?
That's the series for this year, I believe. Okay. I hope we do another one. Yeah.
Next February.
Yeah. And the discussion was really great, too.
Afterwards.
I went to all four. Why can't I think of what the third one was? I liked all of the movies.
Yeah, but it was well received and made the Art Center some money, which we're always working towards.
Good deal. So can we expect a revival of that coming up later on this year, next winter?
Well,
I'm
hoping Robert has the time. Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing.
That's the other thing.
He's a professor. And so you're really getting kind of like, it's almost like a college class. And he has some pretty thought-provoking questions.
We are being joined with the Charles City Arts Center this morning. Board members Linda and Lance in studio. Let's get an update on Creative Thursday, since today is Thursday. Do you have one today?
Oh, well, yeah. It's the classes are Thursdays from 5:30 to 7:30. And I believe today is the first one under the series Working with Clay. Julie Carey is in charge of that. And the subjects that will be covered throughout this month on Thursdays will be throwing, hand building, firing, glazing of clay. There's no registration for it. Admission is free. It's open to everyone, and the materials are provided. So if you've got the time, and you don't have to come every Thursday. Maybe you just want to come down and pinch a pot and go home. I don't know.
It's very fun, and there's usually about 7 or 8 people, and you just have fun playing with clay and talking to the other people and laughing a lot and moving around. It's just a fun way to spend a Thursday and learn new stuff.
You bet. You really can't go wrong with everything provided to you.
Yes, right?
So you do have a new round of kids art classes starting this month, taught by Meredith Hamm. What's the latest on those? What can we expect?
Well, they're Fridays. They're from 4 to 5. Class size is limited to 20 students. I don't know that they've actually reached that yet, but you can always come down and check it out. There is a registration fee. If you're a member of the Art Center, it's $45. And if you're not a member, it's $55.
Okay. Now, on that note, let's talk about memberships. What's the benefit of having memberships, and what are the different plans?
Well, one of the benefit is the discount on events, like we just talked about, the kids' art classes. You're saving about 20% of the cost. Other benefits, you would be made aware, obviously, of things that are coming up and going on. You're the first to know about those events.
I love those emails, by the way.
Yeah.
A lot going on at the Art Center, and it's just helped to support the Art Center. It's one of the oldest organizations in the state of Iowa, so just to support them and all the things they do, from the Town of Color Murals to all the other art that is round and showed, it's just a great opportunity to be part of that series and what's going on.
Oldest in the state, and we're lucky to even have it, because a lot of communities this size don't even have an art center.
Very true, and I've been involved with the Art Center, I've been surprised that the number of people that have come up to me and said things like, when we decided to move here, one of the reasons we chose this community, we chose this area, was because it had an art center. That day I met a couple that came from Southern California.
Oh, wow.
And that's why they moved here, as opposed to, say, like New Hampton, or not to pick on New Hampton, or anywhere else in the area. We have a current member who moved from Chile.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they chose this part of Iowa, and they became their active in the Art Center here.
And that's saying some about your organization, too. Yeah.
Well, and they were actually at the last film.
Two.
In the film series, which was really cool, because they had lived in Chile for 30 years. So they actually recognized the locations where the film was shot. That added to the discussion. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I love that.
We have a drawing class that meets on Tuesdays at 11, and we have a woman that comes from Cresco, just drives over here, and we draw and have fun and play with lead and charcoal and paint. And it's just, people come here because of the Art Center, and that's really great in Charles City.
It is.
You don't put the lead in your mouth, do you?
No. You draw on paper.
This public safety announcement.
Right.
So let's talk about, we're talking about the art classes of the Drum Circle Friday. What's that all about?
Oh, it's so fun.
I've done that a couple times, and I got to say, it's very meditative. And it seems like it's always, for me, it's always kind of conflicted with something else. So both times I've been involved with it, I haven't been able to go the whole thing. Maybe gone for a half hour or an hour, and I've really enjoyed it. So I would encourage people to come down. You can stay for the whole thing or come down for 15 minutes, participate. The drums are provided. It is free. It's open to everybody. And it's a part of Drum Iowa.
Right. He comes from Waterloo and he brings several drums and percussion instruments. And so you sit in a circle and you can change what instrument you play. And, you know, he talks about the drums and they suggest giving a small donation to Drum Iowa just to keep this coming. He's coming a couple times to the Arts Center. I know one is March 27th from 6 to 8. And so it's just very fun. And you talk to other people and you bang and play and just have a good time.
Who would love that?
And I think this is his first visit this year. I know he came at least twice last year. Because I made it to both of those. And the other thing that's kind of fun is, you know, they say like you march to the beat of your own drummer. You really do at this. You get to set your own rhythm. And it's kind of, it's a really unique experience because it's funny how it all works together. It doesn't sound like noise when you're there.
That's right. Yeah. Now, is there any age limit to that?
No.
We encourage young people and old people like myself to come and play with drums.
Okay. Because we have a lot of young people that like to play drums on anything imaginable.
I know the last time I went, it was nice outside. We did it out in front. It was a warm day. And there was a mother there, and I think she even had somebody in a carriage. So there's no age limit. And I know there was at least somebody there that was... maybe not an octogenarian, but definitely a septuagenarian.
That's not old, but we won't go there.
I didn't say it was old. I'm just saying there's about an 80-year age range there.
I'm staying out of that conversation. Yeah, yeah. So plenty of things to look forward to. Of course, it is March. Things are starting to warm up. April, we had some Artifest information announced. I know there's going to be some changes to that. Plus, we got Chickfest coming up, too. Talk about those.
Well, I know we're participating in Chick Fest. That's Saturday the 4th of April, 9 a.m., I believe, is when it starts. There are prizes and awards for that. That's what I know about it. Do you have anything to add?
No, but I know the Art Fest, they've just made one small change. They made it stop at 3 o'clock because it's in August and it gets very, very hot. So they're just giving the artists time to clean up a little bit when it's not so hot. Everything else should be the same. They'll have food vendors and people having gorgeous art that you can walk by and buy, and it's music they'll have. So, you know, Art Fest is just a great way to spend a Saturday in Charles City.
It is a very popular event here in Central Park, and I believe that's coming up Saturday, August 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's always around my birthday, so you've got about 6 months to shop for my present. It's August 17th, and I'll be a year older.
That is great.
Okay. One thing I do want to, when we were talking earlier about things that people could do at the Arts Center, and there's different levels of participation. You don't even need to be a member. We're always looking for people to volunteer and help out. And one of the things we have coming up, even before April, is the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Yes. And if you want to come down and carry the banner for the Arts Center or participate on that level just to kind of get a taste of what it's like, that's something anyone could do.
That's right. And that's only, what, like 10, 15 minutes? So, I mean, it's not a big part.
Well, yeah, last year it was longer setting up than it was actually marching.
But it's like, what town has a St. Patrick's Day parade this size?
And it's a week from Saturday.
It is.
Yeah.
It's coming up. Hopefully we have
at 1 o'clock at Hot Shots is where everybody's starting out.
Yeah. Hoping for 60s, maybe? 60s and no rain?
That would be nice.
More importantly, no snow by then? So you have a book discussion coming up in April as well. Talk about that.
Yes, it's called Your Brain on Art, and you can buy this book at Prologue Bookstore. And it just talks many ways of how the arts, whether you're talking dancing or music or painting or drawing or sculpture, can enhance your life. You know that the arts, we're very lucky to have it, but the arts can restore your mental health, reduce symptoms of stress. One woman at a meeting, it was so tense and stressful, she just got out her tuning fork, made a little tune, and everybody calmed down and relaxed. The art can alleviate pain from longtime burn victims. So it shows how your brain works when you see art and how to enhance your quality of life. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The mind, once stretched by a new idea, never returns to its original dimensions." And so that's what this book study can do. It can help heal your body, amplify your learning so that you'll actually enhance your life and have more passion for not only your life and the people that you love, but for the world and the Art Center, and helps with creative community. And Charles City is very lucky to have a lot of public art and things that you can love and learn about. And so it meets in April. The book I've started, obviously, it's going to be very much fun. It's going to be at the Art Center, maybe start April 8th.
Yeah, it's the 8th and the 22nd, I think, are the two discussions.
They are, so.
And is it an hour and a half, 6 to 7:30?
Yeah, we talk, you know, as long as we can. But if you go and buy the book, then you can come and enjoy the discussions. We'll probably split it up about 50-50. But there's just a lot of things to learn about your brain and your dendrites and how your brain works and how the arts of any kind enhance your brain. And one thing they suggest, look at art for like a half hour a week. It can reduce your stress level and enhance your learning. So you can get out your computer, Google your favorite artist, and just look at what they've done. Or come to the wonderful Charles City Arts Center and look at all the art that we'll have there through the high school. It's just a great time to get your brain ready for learning.
Isn't the book available here in town at Prologue?
It is at Prologue Bookstore, and it's I think the book is about $20, and a little bit goes to the Art Center. But I'm excited to lead the discussion, and I hope we have several people that come and just enjoy talking about your brain and how it works and how the arts enhance your brain and life.
Well, there should be no reason that isn't completely packed then coming up next month, April 8th and the 22nd, once again, 6 until 7:30 p.m. Cost for the book, is it just the book?
$25? Yeah, $25.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the book is $20 and the Art Center gets $5, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Registration for that. Do we have to register? Can we just show up?
Talk to Darcy at Prologue, and she's keeping a list, I think. And
okay.
If you talk to the Art Center, not real formal about keeping a list. Just show up and read. And if you haven't read all the book, just come for the discussion and we'll have a lot. You'll learn a lot and enjoy.
Maybe they'll feel like reading the book after the discussion.
That could be too.
So it's not my baby, but you're making me want to read this book.
Good.
Yeah.
You're welcome to attend.
Well, lots of things happening at the Charles City Arts Center. Love to hear that. Anything that we missed?
Well, I did remember what the third film was about in the series. It was actually,
were you thinking about this the whole
time? No, I wasn't in the bathroom. Actually, it was based on a true person, a true story. It's a man who wrote the screenplays for, it's got Audrey Hepburn in it, and it's got Eddie Albert and Gregory Peck, and it's Rome. That's in the title.
Once we end this, you'll get that title.
Yeah.
There's a poster somewhere.
We're trying to drag this on screen.
Okay. Well, where I'm going with it is just to say that he was blacklisted during the McCarthy era.
Okay.
And he couldn't work because he was blacklisted for being a communist, but he had a family to support. So he did several screenplays. He was the top, highest paid screenwriter in the country at the time he was blacklisted. So he had to adopt pseudonyms, and these directors in Hollywood and actors knew how talented he was, so they would seek him out. But he would submit his screenplays under these pseudonyms and these pen names, and that film went on to win an Academy Award, but it was awarded under this other name, and no one in Hollywood knew it was, and somebody else accepted it on behalf of that author. And then, about 5 or 10 years later, he had another screenplay that won the Academy Award, and again, it was under a different name. And one of the columnists was like, Richard Rogers or something. Who is this Richard Rogers? And there was, of course, rumors that it was this man, but no one could prove it. And then sometime after that, he ended up writing Spartacus, and it was Kirk Douglas actually gave him credit under his own name. And then Exodus came out after that, and that director cited him, and so he kind of got brought back into the fold. And he was honored by the Academy, I think, in 1975, about a year before he died. And then posthumously, they went back and corrected the record and awarded those Academy Awards under his name. It was really a good movie. And the guy that played him is the guy that was in Breaking Bad. Yeah, the lead actor from Breaking Bad.
And who was that?
Yeah, I don't watch it. Sorry.
If we weren't on the radio, I would know this stuff. But I can picture him, okay? If you watch Malcolm in the Middle, he played the dad, okay?
No, I'm loving this discussion. Yeah,
but one thing I do want to make sure I reiterate, we've talked about the high school reception. I want to make sure everybody knows that is Friday, April 10th, and it is from 5 to 7. I don't think we mentioned the date and the time, but that'll be the next exhibit. Again, out in Wolf's, no relation to Linda,
and
ends on the 14th of this month, and then the next reception will be the 10th of April.
Okay.
But they're not going to let me come here again because I can't remember anything.
That's why we have 5 pages of notes.
Right.
Here, this will help you out. All these sheets is because I can't remember anything either. Okay. I tend to cheat back here at the studio.
Oh, and the title of the movie that I couldn't think of with Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck is Roman Holiday.
Oh, there you go. We got to it before we ended the interview. Well, perfect. Nice. For all this information and more, check out the Charles City Arts Center website, which is, I know you know this one.
It's Charles City Arts with an S.
.org,
yes. Yeah, .org. So.
And as always, find them on Facebook, too. Yes. Thank you very much to you, too, Linda Lance, for joining us, and we'll talk to you in the month of April.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank
we'll
you
be here.
Very much.
We'll be back in April.
Thank you very much.